Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. I love spending time with you. I can see your faces from times when I've been in one of your towns where my program is broadcast. And a special thank you to each one of you who wrote last week. If you didn't write, I really do need to hear from you this week to let me know if you're enjoying my program, Psalms of Hope. It's so important to hear from you. It helps me know that I need to stay on your station. And you will hear my contact information at the end, so get your pen and paper ready. But I have a question for you to ponder today. Are you living an abundant life? You know, often when we reflect upon our lives, what do we see? What do we see that we hope for the future? Have we been living our lives the abundant way? One day Jesus told us why he came to earth. In John 10:10, he said, "I have come so that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Oh, you know, sometimes that verse almost seems to mock us when life is hard. And we wonder, where is that abundance that Jesus promised? I wonder, are we truly living our life to the full with Jesus? Are we maybe just surviving from day to day? You know, I have to admit, sometimes I feel I'm like a duck, seemingly effortlessly floating across the pond. But no one can see how like a duck I really am, paddling furiously under the water to stay afloat. You know, we think, well, I'll have that abundant life that Jesus promised when things change. When my job is less hectic, when my children grow up, when my grandchildren grow up, or when my health is better, or when the economy's better, when I don't have to be afraid of the terrorists. The list goes on and on, doesn't it? Strangely, Jesus didn't say that he came to give us that abundant life when all of our problems have worked out. No, he simply said that's why he came, to give us that abundant life. Well, in the next segment, after this song, I'm going to talk about some things that may be keeping us from the abundant life. So be sure and stay tuned. You may be surprised. And if life seems hard for you right now, here's a promise from the Lord, sung by the group Songs of Hope. It says, "He will come and save you."
Say to those who are fearful hearted, do not be afraid. The Lord your God is strong, and with his might. When you call out his name, say to those who are broken hearted, do not lose your faith, don't lose your faith. The Lord your God is strong with his loving arms when you call on his name. He will come and say,
he will come and save you.
He will come and save you, dear friend, as you put your trust in Jesus. He wants to be your friend and walk with you through each and every day. Well, just before the song, I said I wanted to share some things that might keep us from having the abundant life that Jesus said he came to give us. One of the most talked about topics Jesus had with people during his earthly ministry is about material wealth, because Jesus knows it's close to everyone's mind. Our chief concerns about our immediate needs and wealth are addressed by Jesus in the book of Matthew in chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. Here's what Jesus said. "That's why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" Yes, Jesus not only told us not to worry, he said it two times. But beyond that, he told us we are more valuable and much loved by the Father, and that he will take care of us. Worrying robs the very life and joy out of you. After all, what can you add to your life by worrying? You know, when I was a child, my grandma, with a twinkle in her eye, would say, "Worrying might be good. After all, most of the stuff I worry about never happens." And then there's another fun saying I came across, and it's this: worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but doesn't get you anywhere. Well, seriously though, it's easier to say we won't worry than actually not do it. But if we ask him, I know Jesus will help us not worry. After all, he wouldn't have told us not to if he knew we couldn't do it. So don't let worry rob you of the abundant life Jesus said he came to give you. While you talk to Jesus about helping you not worry and giving your cares to him, let's listen to this song by Wayne Watson. He sings to remind us, "Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. Let my trials come to only make me strong. Well, I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times I still felt all alone. In those lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. And through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, yeah, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. And so I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he brought me through. Them, wouldn't know what faith in God's word could do. Oh, through it all, through
trust in above it all. Oh, here we are. I've learned to depend. I've learned to depend. Yes, I learned to depend. I've learned to depend upon His word.
Yes, through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. Oh, it's a good place for us to live, trusting Jesus, isn't it? I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, planned just for you, wherever you are in the world. Today, I'm talking about ways we can live our life to the full and experience the abundant life Jesus said He came to give us. In the first segment, I talked about how Jesus told us not to worry because our Heavenly Father cares for us. Well, in this segment, I want to talk about another essential ingredient in living a life of abundance, and it's this: be thankful always. As children of our caring Heavenly Father, we have much to be thankful for. Oh, circumstances and events we can't control may seem to be taking over our life. But if we take a few moments each day, we can find things to be thankful for, no matter what is going on in our life. Spring has always seemed like an exciting time of year in my memories. Sometimes memories are a little like a box of old photos, so they just seem to come all jumbled up and tossed around. I remember the laughter of my dad as he told stories of pioneer days. Or my oldest son Jim and dad out walking in the fields checking on the cattle, laughing at the little calves as they jumped and bumped each other. Or my younger son Randall when he was a toddler, giggling while he let the ladybugs crawl on his arm. Or my grandma's kitchen, full of smell of cinnamon and nutmeg as she made pies for Sunday company. And more currently, walking the beach with my husband Randy and seeing the sandpipers scampering ahead, checking for bugs in the wet sand. Yes, while it's true that not all my memories are warm and welcoming, yet when we recall memories of painful or even horrific events in our lives, we can reflect and remember how God's grace allowed us to endure and pass through those times of trials. And then, day by day, God tenderly calls us to create new memories with Him. It reminds me of a song which says, "How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me?" And here is Evie singing for you now, "My Tribute."
That you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. Never hope to be. I owe it all to Thee. To God.
It's true, we will never be able to thank the Lord for all that He's done for us. But I love music that reminds us of His love for us and His care. And yes, we do need to have a thankful heart. And I'm so thankful to spend this time with you on this program. I'm talking about living our life to the full and ways that we can accomplish that. In fact, Jesus said He came to earth to give us an abundant life. But sometimes we don't feel we're living that abundant life, do we? But in spite of our circumstances we can't control, we can live in abundance with Jesus by our side. You know, besides being thankful, we need to remember to love much. You see, the Bible reminds us that God is love. To truly live life to the fullest, we need to open ourselves to truly love from the depths of our heart. You know, sometimes people say it's ridiculous to love. We need to protect ourselves, not give of ourselves too much. But God calls us to love. In fact, that's another thing Jesus said while He was here on earth. He said not to worry, but He also said in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 14, He said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Oh, truly Jesus is saying to us, if you want people to know you belong to me, then you need to love one another. And you know, part of loving other people is to care about them, to accept their differences and simply love them. You know, sometimes we get hung up on what we think people should do. But Jesus isn't telling us to judge what people do, but rather to simply love people, no matter who they are. And no, I know, sometimes it's hard to love an unloving person. And we don't have to like what they do. But Jesus still calls us to love. There's so much anger and hate in the world and arguing and... But how radical it would be if we could all learn to love as Jesus does. You know, B.J. Thomas sings a song to remind us that when the world looks away, we can depend on Jesus. He will love you. Here he is singing, "You Gave Me Love."
You gave me time when no one gave me time of day. You looked deep inside while the rest of the world looked away. You smiled at me when there were just frowns everywhere. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. That's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. You touched my heart, you touched my soul, and helped me start all over again. That's why I love you, Jesus. That's why I'll always care. You gave me love
when nobody gave me a prayer. You gave me laughter after I cried all my tears. You heard my dreams while the rest of the world closed its ears. I looked in your eyes and I found the tenderness there. Gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. And that's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. You touched my heart and you touched my soul. Help me start all over again. That's why I love you, Jesus. That's why I'll always care. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
In these last few moments, I want to talk about the importance of making sure we keep laughter in our lives. You know, joy and laughter is often a topic that's left out when we talk about being a Christian. And by the looks of some of the faces of Christians, I don't think they know how important it is to God either. You know, if we neglect to choose to smile, to choose to laugh, then we will miss out on an essential part of our blessings. Let me give you a couple of statistics from the Bible, and then in some program soon, I'll write another program on joy and laughter. I checked my concordance and found that the words joy, joyful, joyous, happy, rejoice, rejoicing, laugh, and laughter are found in the Bible 481 times. So, we have one verse for each of the 365 days, and then, when we're going through some tough times, God gave us another 126 more verses for when we need them. Isn't that just like God? He believes in abundance. Remember in the early part of our program, I read the verse about Jesus saying he had come to give us an abundant life. Well, he even made sure we had an abundance of scriptures about joy and laughter, too. I just love that. And if you're struggling and life is hard right now and you can't imagine that I'm telling you to choose to be happy and joyful, then let me give you a scripture of assurance from Jesus. He said in John 16:33, "Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but cheer up, for I have overcome the world." And in another translation it says, "In this godless world you will experience difficulties, but be happy, I have conquered the world." So, dear friends, don't get overwhelmed by the trials in your life right now. Remember, Jesus said that he has overcome the world, and he will walk with you through your difficult days and nights of your life if you ask him. So be of good cheer. Be happy. He has overcome the world. Well, I hope this program was a blessing to you and a reminder to you that you can trust in Jesus through everything. And it's my prayer for you that you will experience the abundant life that Jesus has for you, no matter what your circumstances. If you'd like a copy of this program, do write or email me, and I'll be happy to send one to you as my gift. This program does not have a church or other organization sponsoring it, so the finances for the airtime comes from listeners like you. And if you can send a small amount when added to other listeners' gifts, it enables me to stay on your station. So, listen to the announcer for my address. I hope you'll write today. And do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.